Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
Monday, December 5th, 2011. My name is Hallmark Liz El Presidente. This is the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis. Like I said, El Presidente of the aforementioned. So glad that you could join us on a Monday. Man, is it nasty out there. If you're living here in the Indianapolis area like myself, and atop the plush The Balance Studios here in Indianapolis, Indiana, wow. It is coming down. Just rain, though. I guess I'll take the rain better than the snow. Well, hey, guys, I tell you what, great show today. Really good show today. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to be teaming up with 1400 WBAT out of Merriam, as always, for the Gary Snyder Show. And be joining us will be Jimmy the Intern. Let's talk about those IU Hoosiers. Can you believe they are undefeated? Getting ready to play the University of Kentucky Wildcats. And what a big rivalry that is. And, of course, we're going to talk about those Colts. Man, Orlovsky, what do you guys think? Hey, write down this digit, 917-889-8516. And that'll get you on the show with us at 5:35 Eastern. I tell you what, we've got a great guest lined up. We're going to talk to us a little bit about everything. Mr. Jesse Ventura. That's right. You know who he is. Former governor of Minnesota. Well, yeah, and then there was that other thing that he used to do. Jesse Ventura. He'll be joining us right here on the Balance Radio Network. Myself and Gary Snyder and Jimmy the Intern is just right around the corner. You do not want to go away on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis on a Monday.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis. And you know what? Sometimes on a Monday, it's just excusable to just simply forget to mute a line button. You know, in radio, and I'll give you a quick lesson on radio. We got a lot of things going on at one time, and we got a lot of things going on in our ears at one time. But the reason why you can't hear everything that goes on is because we have those lines muted. Well, as you know, I didn't have that line muted, but we're going to be teaming up with Gary Snyder, 1400 WBAT, and Mary. And just right around the corner is Jimmy the intern, going to break down those Indiana Hoosiers. Wow, are they doing fantastic. You know what, it just seems like it's a few short time ago. Oh, that's right, it was, when IU was losing. We're not even talking football anymore. Not when it comes to IU. Now, of course, we're going to talk Colts. And we're going to be talking a lot of as we get closer to the end of the year and the bowl games come up. We're going to be talking a lot about some bowl games, LSU and Bama. Yeah, no big surprise, but really, come on, BCS, can't you get it right? Of course, we got a lot coming up. Again, 5:30 tonight. You don't want to miss that. That's just less than 30 minutes away. Jesse Ventura is going to be joining us right here on the Balance Radio Network. And we are going to just talk to him about whatever's on his mind. And Jesse's been on the show before, and it's good to have him back. We're going to be teaming up with 1400 WBAT and Marion momentarily. Uno momento, any minute. Of course, also, Jimmy the intern, a.k.a. Jimmy Kavanaugh, is going to be joining us live from his brand-new Ghetto Cruiser. So we're going to find out what's going on with him and the Indiana Hoosiers. Also, we're going to do a little Colts talk. They didn't win, but what a good moral victory it was. And I think Orlovsky did a fantastic job. And I tell you what, it didn't take long to look at him and say, hey, that's not Curtis Painter. You know, I don't know if – I don't know how the coaches could have kept Curtis Painter in there as long as they have. And don't get me wrong, I like Curtis Painter. I think he's a good kid. I just don't think that he's an NFL quarterback. And I think that his time in the NFL is done and over with, and we move forward. And that's how that plays out. Well, we're standing by to be teaming up with 1400 WBAT and Marion to team up with the Gary Snyder Show. And Jimmy the intern, going to talk some IU basketball just right around the corner right here on the Balance Radio Network.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house,
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice, reliant automobile.
And if I...
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. And, well, what a show it's been so far. It really has. Before we get to our co-hosts and all that other good stuff, that would be Tom Marquis, by the way, if you're paying attention. Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They're in Fort Wayne. They're in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the Ariens snow throw, snow blowers. They also carry Gravely Hustler and Dixie Chopper mowers, have all the winter accessories for those Dixie Choppers. Now, Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that is over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands, and keep in mind that it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center.
Reporter's Notebook.
Forgot. Turned the wrong one down. All right. No Reporter's Notebook here. give them a call, 260-489-3391, or you can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne. Always visit them at indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. Can't remember all that? All you really need to remember, GaryLSnyder.com, where all of our sponsors are just a click away. And I might add, our poll question for the day, and we'll probably keep it up more in a day, should the Indiana General Assembly pass a right-to-work law? Right now, about 120 votes so far today, 58% say yes, 42% say no. Also joining us right now, Tom Marquis, co-host of the show from 4:30 to 6, or the last hour and a half, depending on where you're listening. Tom, welcome. All right. I was hoping Tom would be there.
I am here. Can you hear me now, sir? Can you hear me now?
Tom, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me
there
now?
There we are.
Yeah, and welcome to the Balance Radio Network. We are streaming across the United States, and it is good to be here on a rainy Monday afternoon.
And turning to snow, 1 to 2 inches of snow for us up here in the Marion-Huntington area tonight.
Well, I don't think we're going to get any snow here in the Indianapolis metro area. We are, however, going to get a lot of rain, and it is on its way. It's raining right now as we speak.
Now, do we have Jimmy Cavanaugh with us yet?
We do. He's here. If he could stop ruffling the paper around, he's here.
I'm actually walking here. This might sound a little muffled, a little echoey, but I'm actually walking through the rain right now. I got to tell you, Gary, 2 inches of snow sounds great right about now. Anything but this rain.
Well, hey, Jimmy, do us a favor. Get to dry ground and somewhere dry. We don't want you to catch pneumonia and have your mom call us and yell at us because you were walking through the rain talking to us.
I'll be walking through the rain anyway. I'm actually, there's going to be a nice little dinner going on tonight. I'm making my way back to the dorm, getting some food stuffs, and then getting everything good. How's this sound? Any better?
You still sound kind of muffled and all that good stuff. We'll just go to you right away then. Hoosiers only had a 4-point lead at halftime yesterday against Stetson. Came out in the second half, and wow.
Yeah, it really wasn't bad. And here I'm actually going to be heading inside here in a second, so hopefully that gets a little better. There's some wind going on here. But, yeah, exactly like you said, IU didn't impress in the first half against Stetson. It was a little, I guess the right word would be lackluster. Opening performance, uninspired is another way to put it. And it was really interesting talking to Crean and the players after the game. There's a real contrast with what they said, because Crean, when asked about it after the game, said that he handled the lineups, but there was some ahem communication going on from the coaching staff to the players. And then Verdell Jones, when asked the same question, said that the coaches didn't need to say anything. So that was interesting to hear. I think the players needed a fire lit under them, and the coaches certainly came out and did that. And then the second half, there was really a difference in play.
All right, and I know halfway or just before the game was over, the big chant coming throughout Assembly Hall, "We want Kentucky." Do they really?
I don't know if they want Kentucky. I mean, right now I'd say that IU still needs to be an underdog pretty substantially against Kentucky, but it's no longer the snowballs chant that it once was. Maybe an igloo in hell. At least stands a puncher's chance. Cody Zeller and Anthony Davis will be an interesting matchup to watch. Davis actually referring to Tyler Zeller by Cody's name, which I'm sure Tyler's going to get some crap from. His freshman brother being foremost in the mind of a Kentucky player over, a UNC guy who's been there a few years. But, yeah, Cody's going to have to play well, and he's going to have to hit some shots. Everything I saw, though, against Stetson, if they play that way, they're cooked against Kentucky. And if they play at tempo the way they want to play, Kentucky's still better at that. So they need Kentucky to have an off-day shooting. They need Marquise Teague to have an off game himself, have a bunch of turnovers from the point guard spot, and then hope that one or two or, you know, even four or five of their players, IU's players, get really hot and start shooting well from beyond the arc.
All right, Jimmy, you get dry. We'll let you go so you can get to your dorm and get something to eat, and we'll check in with you maybe Friday on a preview of the Kentucky-Indiana Hoosier game.
Sounds like a plan, Gary. Go Hoosiers.
Boy, you had to get that one in, didn't he, Tom? Hey, the other big news from yesterday or over the weekend, the sporting news, besides Tiger Woods finally winning it for the first time since, you know, the forward up against his windshield, was the Colts, 31-24 loss at New England yesterday. If you're looking for moral victories for the Colts, which really don't show up in the win column, they seem to have got one yesterday, Tom.
Well, yeah, and absolutely. And it was good to watch an energetic team, especially the opening drive. And I tweeted a couple times that I think this is the best drive that the Colts have had in a long time. Dan Orlovsky, obviously, in a lot of ways, is a better quarterback than Curtis Painter. But on the other hand of it, he has a lot more experience. He should be a lot better of a quarterback. Now my question would be, now seeing the two of them play a complete game, what was it that Curtis Painter was showing the coaches? Because obviously they were showing them something. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that Dan Orlovsky has a better throw-in arm than Curtis Painter, can read the reads better. I'm really questioning that and why they're even NFL coaches. Maybe they won't be at the end of this season. But, you know, you're right. It was a moral victory. It wasn't the blowout that everybody anticipated. Those of you that listened to the Balanced Gridiron heard me say that. In fact, I think you were on, Gary, when I did say that. I don't think it's going to be the blowout that everybody thinks that it is. And, yes, New England ran out of gas. They did not run out of gas. So let me rephrase this. They let off the gas at the end of the game. And yeah, there were a lot of bright spots. Even though it was a 31-24 loss in New England, we'll take the moral victory because we haven't had one. And Orlovsky passed for 353 yards and two touchdowns. Pierre Cassant caught 9 passes for 150 yards and 2 scores. I'm not going to complain, especially when you look at the end of the game. If you look at the end of the game and you were thinking that this game was going to end now and it's going to be a big blowout, and I was getting tweets from people who said, "Yeah, I told you that this would be a blowout, that they would cover that 21-point spread." And the Colts had a lot of changes this week. So, you know, my hat's off to them, and I think that they did an admirable job. Obviously, it's not where they want to be. Obviously, there's a lot of work to be done, and, you know, a lot of it was the same old stuff. And, you know, and so there's a lot of improvement to be made. But, you know, baby steps, as they say, and Dan Orlovsky, I'm sure, has earned his job for the rest of the season. I can't imagine, unless he gets hurt for some reason, that Curtis Painter would go back in there at all this season. And we'll see what next year holds for the Colts, as Greg Rakestraw seems to think that Peyton Manning will be completely rehabbed over the offseason and will be back for another year with the Colts, as well with the ability of us drafting Andrew Luck.
You know, when you take a look at Orlovsky yesterday, and you go back to the season, the 0-16 season he had when he was with the Detroit Lions. Now, he did not start all those games. I believe he started about half of them. But Orlovsky was not the reason those Detroit Lions teams lost all those games. When you look at the way he played very well and probably should have won several of those games, as they were pretty close. So, you know, I would have to agree with you, Tom, looking and talking to Jim Caldwell and everyone involved. Why in the hell was Curtis Painter making the team over Dan Orlovsky, and why was he starting in front of him?
You know, the only thing that I can say to that, and obviously not being privy to practices and being able to be on the practice field with the Colts and seeing what the coaches saw, I think a lot of it was the fact that they saw something in him, and I guess it was just, you know, hey, let's then they brought in Kerry Collins, and I think really they just didn't want to rock the boat anymore at all, and I think they just continued to hope and was very optimistic that, you know, that Painter would be there. And this is a strange world where we find ourselves in, and we're in that alternate universe, if you will, that the life without Peyton Manning just seems surreal, and it just seems like it's not something that we ever planned for. Even though we knew that day would come, I guess we just never expected it to come this way, and we just expected that when that day come, he would just, you know, call it, be a retiring Colt. We never once thought that it was going to be this way. Obviously, the Colts now have the worst start than they ever have in franchise history, and I'm sure it's rough on them. So I think that it was a good moral victory. I think the coach showed us a lot of spunk that they still have left in them. And I think Orlovsky brought some life back to the team. I think Orlovsky did a great job of managing the team. And keep in mind, and maybe he wasn't under a lot of pressure because it was the New England Patriots, and a lot of people thought that it would be a big blowout. So Orlovsky didn't have to feel the pressure of a game, and he just had to just focus on what he had to do and manage the game. So, you know, and I can't imagine how hard this has been on Peyton Manning. This has got to be very, very frustrating to him to just stand on the sideline with a clipboard, per se, and earphones. How sweet would it have been to have New England play? I mean, to have Manning play there at New England. But, you know, that's Fantasy Island, and we live in the real world, and the real world says that Peyton Manning isn't our quarterback. Dan Orlovsky is, and you know, if he could return to practice, he would. So I just think we just need to quit talking about Peyton Manning, and we just need to move forward as a team and as an organization. And I think Orlovsky made some positive strides in allowing that to happen.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little more Colts, and then at the bottom of the hour, we're joined by Jesse Ventura, former governor of Minnesota, right here on the Gary Snyder Show.
Yep, that's right. Jesse Ventura coming up right here at 5:35 Eastern, right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us. Now, if you caught the Colts game, you know, we got a few minutes here. We got an open phone line if you want to give us a call, 917-889-8516. Talk about, you know, what were your thoughts about the Colts and what happened yesterday with the Indianapolis Colts. And we were talking also with Jimmy the intern about IU. So if you've got some thoughts about IU and how they played on Sunday, it was good, though. You know, the matchup is now set. You know, the Wildcats and the Hoosiers are going 8-0, guys. That is a fantastic start. I'm sorry. Yes, it was a sluggish first 20 minutes of the game yesterday. When we broke, but we did beat Stetson, which was now 4-4, and 84-50 on Sunday afternoon. The thing about what's coming up is now people can stop saying, "Well, we haven't played anybody. They haven't played anybody." Well, IU will now play one game in the next 13 days with the number. We'll play just. I'm sorry, with just one game. Let me start over. Can we do that? IU will now play just one game in the next 13 days with the number one ranked Kentucky Wildcats, and that's at Assembly Hall, 5:15 tip on Sunday there. Wow, if we can come out with a win against the Wildcats. You know, also the Hoosiers yesterday, I don't know if you guys know this, but the Hoosiers played in front of members of the 1987 National Championship on Sunday. My senior year, I graduated high school in 1987. I remember the likes of Keith Smart and Steve Alford. You know, they were all there yesterday. So, you know, it had to have been a really neat experience and morale booster for the Hoosiers, the young Hoosier team, to see those guys out there watching them play. Obviously, the 1987 team, some of them were there and watched the Hoosiers score at least 6 points, led by big guy Cody Zeller. 16 on the floor. Four IU starters finished in double figures with junior forward Christian Watford just missing out, scoring 9 points. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. We'll be right back with more of the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
No reason why.
Yeah.
back here on the Gary Snyder Show. We're talking Colts NFL right now with co-host Tom Marquis. All right, Tom. You know, looking at some of the other games yesterday and maybe getting away from the Colts just a little bit here, I was T-balling myself last night at about 7 o'clock. How about you?
Were you T-bowing or T-bowing?
I was T-bowing.
I like Tim Tebow. John Elway, not a big fan of his, but I like him. Let me ask you this.
How can you not be a big fan of Tim Tebow? And, you know, the commercials that he's had out kind of says it all. Said he couldn't play high school ball, he does. Says he couldn't play Division I, he does. Says he couldn't win the Heisman, he does. Says he couldn't play in the NFL. You know, he's the hottest quarterback going right now. He may not get it done in the form of, you know, an Aaron Rodgers or a Peyton Manning, but he gets it done, he gets the wins, and that's all that really matters in the NFL.
Well, and it was, and it is. If you look back at the record and the way things were with Orton, and you look at the way things are with Tim Tebow, you know, I've always been a fan of Tim Tebow. And you know what? Let's face it. He's a heck of a good role model for our kids. I mean, he really is. He's got God on his side, too. So, I mean, the guy's not that bad. And, you know, I understand that John Elway thinks that maybe he's got a lot of improvement to do. But come on now. He's just been the starter for, like, how many hours? You know, so I like him. And I'm excited to see, wouldn't it be something, I don't really realistically see this happening, but wouldn't it be something if Tim Tebow took the Broncos to the Super Bowl and win? I mean, I like Tim Tebow. I think he's great. I mean, he threw for 202 yards and two touchdowns in the game, and he's got that in-the-pocket quarterback type feel. I like him. I think he's going a long ways, and I just, you know, I think that people are starting to notice that and recognize him and starting to say, hey, Tim Tebow is somebody who can lead this franchise. I think he's a great franchise quarterback. So
I'm enjoying watching him play. As a matter of fact, I look forward to watching the Denver Broncos now more than I probably look forward to watching the Colts. And, you know, they have a huge test coming up here in the next couple weeks. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Tebow and the Broncos can do. And it never hurts, I guess, to be bigger than the people that are trying to tackle you. When Tebow comes in at 6'5", 250 pounds, and that's just as big as some of those linebackers trying to tackle you, that doesn't hurt either.
No, and you're absolutely right. And I, like I said, I'm interested to see how the rest of the season is going to turn out for him. You know, here's the thing. Tonight there's another good game, I think, and there are two underachieving teams, and that's Jacksonville and San Diego. And you know what? Del Rio may not be the only guy on the chopping block. So I'd be curious to see how that game pans out between San Diego. Obviously, Phillip Rivers isn't playing up to his par. But tonight, San Diego and Jacksonville is going to be another good game to see how things come together. And it's interesting to me, and maybe that's because I obsess myself with this stuff, but it's interesting to me to see how weird this season is and how at the end of the season we're really starting to see the teams that we thought would be there at the end of the year really begin to come out of the dust clearing, if you will. And obviously, you know, I don't know if you watched that Green Bay game and the Giants. I said all along that little Eli, this is another great year for him, and I think he's playing one of the best years he ever has. And he proved that yesterday against Green Bay. And I don't know if you watched that game, Gary, but that was a heck of a game, if not the best game on TV last night between two really good quarterbacks, Eli Manning, obviously Little Manning, as we call him around here, and Aaron Rodgers. What a good game that was. And I tell you what, if the Giants keep playing the way they did yesterday against teams like Green Bay, we'll see the Giants go deep into the playoffs.
And I would agree with you. That was a good game. The only thing the Giants did wrong yesterday was leave 58 seconds left on the clock for, you know, what is unarguably the best quarterback in the NFL right now, and that's Aaron Rodgers. All right, when we come back, bottom of the hour news, and when we come back, Jesse Ventura here on the Gary Snyder Show.
Listen.
All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. Sorry about that, Gary. I mean, we're out of clock here, guys. Come on. I can't help it, man. I'm sorry. I try. We try to sync our clocks. You know, we're all over the nation here, so we've got to take our breaks at a certain time. Oh, well, Gary, get over it. Hey, you know, one of the things that I was kind of following, and we're talking about some stories that have come out over the weekend. You know, a lot of people were talking about Tony Dungy taking that Penn State job, and former NFL coach, and obviously coached here at the Colts, former NFL coach Tony Dungy said Monday that he is not a candidate to replace ousted Penn State football coach Joe Paterno. He told the USA Today, "I'm flattered when people mention my name, but I'm really in the parent mode right now." You know, he parents all the other NFL players out there. Dominic Asue, Michael Vick, plus us fans, I should say. You know, he's an analyst on NBC. And for those of you that don't watch Football Night in America, my name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could be here with us on a wet and rainy Monday afternoon, December the 5th, 2011, the Balance Radio Network. It is good to have you along. We'll be right back. And you know what? When we get back and we team back up at 1400 WBAT in Marion, we've got a great guest lined up. Jesse Ventura is right around the corner, right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
All right, and welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. It is Monday, and so glad that you could join us here on a wet Monday. Right around the corner, guys, we've got Jesse Ventura. That's right, the former governor of Jesse Ventura. I've been on the show before. He's going to be on here talking to us a little bit about Occupy Wall Street, a lot of the other things that are on his mind, right here on the Balance Radio Network when we get back.
Sorry, we're having a few technical difficulties. Go ahead and answer the questions there about your book. I apologize.
Okay, because I'm hearing two tracks from your end right now, and it's kind of confusing.
It's confusing me, too, trust me.
Okay, repeat that question for me.
You have your book, American Conspiracies, out on paperback now, 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. How the book sales going, and how are they being received?
Oh, they're going terrific. We're very happy with, the sales that went on. You know, Skyhorse is not a major Simon & Schuster or anything, but they both are New York Times bestsellers, and, I just felt it was another chance to get out, too, because I wanted to talk about what happened with my court case with the TSA. Things people need to know about their country as a result of that court case, that when you go to any airport in the United States of America, you must understand you're not protected by the Constitution or the Bill of Rights.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the your court case against the TSA and what's really going on with the TSA.
Well, they're expanding. Word has it they're going to be in train stations soon, bus stations, and it was made known to me that Tennessee is the first state that's okayed what they call TSA Viper teams, where they're going to be at the old way stations, and I guess they're going to be out there searching and hunting for terrorists. And you have to remember, the TSA is immune from the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, because I found that out when I tried to go to court, and the federal judge threw the case and stated that she didn't have jurisdiction. Which is confusing to me, because how can a federal judge not have jurisdiction over a constitutional question?
All right, also with us is co-host of the show, Tom Marquis. Tom, do you have a question for the governor?
Well, Governor, let me tell you that it is I am sorry, things are going crazy. Governor, it is great to have you along with us. And I tell you what, I'm a big conspiracy theory type of guy myself. And I know there's a lot of, they call them theories, but that doesn't mean that they're not fact. And one
of
the things that I know.
Let me interject. There's not a bad connotation to conspiracy theory. Let me put it in this context for you. Gravity is likewise a theory. The theory of gravity. And I challenge anyone to go up on a building and step off and find out if it's real.
I
so
absolutely
when you use
agree.
The term theory or conspiracy theory, there should not be bad connotations to that. I look at that, if you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a seeker of the truth. And I'm willing to admit, on my TV show this year, we're chasing down some theories that in the end I don't necessarily believe. And we'll show that on the show. Likewise, there's enough evidence that make them intriguing to chase them down for one reason or another. But many, many of them, there's far more evidence indicating the, quote, conspiracy theory is real than in the case of the government explanation.
What do you need on
JFK? Last year on my show, we had a full confession by E. Howard Hunt to his son, St. John Hunt, on his deathbed. Well, that follows up a trial that took place in Florida in the 1980s that Mark Lane wrote about in his great book, Plausible Denial, where a paper was found not guilty when they accused Hunt of being part of it, and Hunt sued them. And the preponderance of evidence indicated the paper was correct. Hunt was involved. Now you have Hunt's own confession. The fact that the preponderance of evidence in this case indicated that Hunt was involved, and yet mainstream media won't say a word about any of it.
Now, Governor, my question would be, there's a lot of documents out there, and I'm glad you brought up JFK, because that's one of the most popular ones. But some of the other documents that the government does not want us to read. It talks about the CIA's guide to assassination that you talked about, Operation Northwoods, and some things to do with Afghanistan. Can you kind of talk to us about some of those other documents that may not be as well known as JFK?
Well, there's so many in the book, 63. I mean, we held off on 63. We could have put 263. We had to pare it down and pick out the ones we wanted. And rather than addressing them individually, I'd rather address them philosophically and state, when you read about these, and you mentioned a few of the documents in there that are very, very disturbing. When you read, I mean, medical experimenting on our military and things of that nature, when you read about things and the behavior that our government and the way they've been behaving, is it any wonder why the rest of the world fears us? And should it be that way? Weren't we supposed to be the country that everyone excelled to be, and that's why people wanted to immigrate here? Because they wanted the chance, the American dream? And when you read about our country and its behavior of our government, it's scary and pathetic and very disturbing. I said after my court case, they've gutted my patriotism. I don't have any anymore.
Well, Governor, let me ask you about one thing that is quite upsetting to a lot of people, and that's Senate Bill 1867 and the ramifications of that have passed. And why is no one talking about it except the only, I guess, person or presidential candidate I hear out there speaking about it is Ron Paul?
Exactly. I had to go do an interview with Al Jazeera today, and believe me, their news is better than ours. It's embarrassing. And while I was there, I walked into the CBS affiliate, WCCO in Minneapolis, and I walked up to one of the reporters and I said, you know, why aren't you people reporting on that very issue, Bill 1867, which is McCain and Levin who want to declare the United States a battlefield so that they can open the door to have the U.S. military operate inside the U.S. in the war on terror. Now, first, let me say this. In my book, 63 Documents, I print the RAND report, who normally our government looks at that like the Bible or the Koran, and they follow it to a T. The RAND report did a total study on fighting terrorism and found out the success rate of fighting terrorism with the military is only 7% of the pie. So we're putting all our eggs in the basket of the military, who the RAND Corporation in their study said will only have a 7% success rate. Far better success rate in the intelligence, 40%, I believe, something like that, and in good, solid police work, 40%. So obviously there's other agenda here, it seems to me. And this ties in with everything else. They're turning this loose on the American people, in my opinion, to batten us down and virtually get us in position to be declared martial law. My show last year that got pulled, Are We Going Into a Police State? We found the Homeland Security bill that ordered 6 internment camps to be built by FEMA. Well, is this what it's for? So that the U.S. military, and I urge anybody out there listening that's a veteran on active duty or not, remember, you took an oath to protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights from both foes domestic and foreign, foreign and domestic. So I ask all military people, read the oath you took before you carry out orders against the American people.
Go ahead, Tom.
Now, obviously, you're no stranger to what you believe in and the active role that you play in exposing a lot of things. And your book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, and now this book that you've recently written, really exciting reading material, especially for somebody like me that enjoys reading this stuff. But what do you say to your critics that might say, oh, this is just somebody who is just trying to bring attention to himself and is just trying to bring a bad name on the government?
Well, I guess I defer to Tom Jefferson, who said dissension's the greatest form of patriotism. I guess I defer to John Adams, who said that the death of America will be when political parties take over the government. I guess I'd defer to my forefathers and say they wrote this Constitution and Bill of Rights and they had a reason for doing it in trying to create this great country, and that I think without, you can't just follow the Constitution and the Bill of Rights when it's convenient. You also, it has to stand for something. You have to follow it also when it's inconvenient. And why would I do this to bring publicity to myself? I have enough. Well, you know, there's no point in that. Why would I take on something and possibly expose myself to, for lack of better term, idiots out there that think that I'm not doing this for, you know, I come from a family where every member of my immediate family served in a time of war. So nobody can question my love of my country or my family. And I believe that love of country also means exposing and attempting to right wrongs, even when it's your country that does it.
Well, Governor, let me ask you this. We're in the middle of a presidential campaign, and the Republicans are kind of bantering back and forth on which candidate they want. Is there a candidate out there that maybe you could get behind, and it doesn't have to be Democrat or Republican? And let me follow up just off the bat here by saying a lot of my wife's Ron Paul followers tend to like you and think you would be a good vice presidential candidate for Ron Paul.
Well, you know, Ron Paul's the only one in the current field that I would even do that for, but in order for my support, he's got to leave that party, because I will not support and do not support Democrats or Republicans in any way, shape, or manner. They've been in charge of this country for well over 100 years. We're in a huge mess, and it's completely their fault. And they can't run from that. How can you when you're supposedly in charge? The buck stopped with them, the Democrats and Republicans. So the only way I would consider anything with Congressman Paul, although, like I said, I told Good Morning America if he quits the Republican Party and would run independently somehow, I would give serious consideration to running with him. The other candidate is another black sheep out there from the Republicans, and that's Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, a terrifically intelligent man, fully capable of being the president of this country, and another person I would give serious consideration to, as I hear the libertarians are right now.
Go ahead, Tom.
Now, Governor, I love these stories, and I'm looking at some of these documents, and one stood out. I mean, one I hadn't even heard about, and that's Obama's State Department calls for our own diplomats to spy on the United Nations. Where do you get this stuff at?
The public domain. We didn't steal nothing. This ain't WikiLeaks. You just got to know where to find it. Let me give kudos to my co-writer, Dick Russell. That's Dick. This guy is... He's like a honey badger when it comes to finding stuff on the internet, wherever it leads him. He's a phenomenal investigative writer, and I give him full credit. Dick finds it, I read it.
All right, Governor. You've been out of politics a while. You've been mentioned, like you said, as a vice presidential candidate running. What is your subscription to fix this country? And I know I'm going to ask you to do it in a couple minutes or so, but try your best for me.
Well, first of all, who says vice presidential? I hear more about be the president, Jesse Ventura, than I ever hear on the streets be the vice president.
Well, and I apologize because I'm listening to my wife's Ron Paul crowd.
I know, and I'm having fun with you. We got to laugh a little. What would I do to help the country? Well, the first thing I would do is I would cut the defense budget. It's so large, it's obscene. The war on terror is not the level of which it's portrayed to us, in my opinion. And it can be handled much easier without all this expense. I would close all the foreign bases. We occupy something like 178 countries throughout the world with our military presence. What for? Why? the technology today, you do not have to have military presence in other countries everywhere you go. And quite frankly, it shows you're an empire. We shouldn't be the United States of American Empire. You know, the sun should set on the United States Empire, using that quote. And so I would quote and bring our young men and women home and let them serve their country. I would immediately shut down these wars. Enough of that. Our economy, with all the money we've spent on these wars to allow Halliburton to get filthy rich, could have gone for restructuring, working on highways, whatever. Our infrastructure here in America is sorely needed. I drive to Mexico each year, there and back, and I'm telling you, our highways up here aren't looking much better than the Mexican ones. And that ain't something you want to brag about.
Go ahead, Tom.
Now, one of the things I want to really pull out, because I know Gary used to be an anti-money laundering officer, one of the documents that the government doesn't want us to read is the role of insider stock trading in advance of 9/11. Can you explain that document?
Well, what it is, it is what it is. There were people that knew about 9/11 beforehand and knew that certain stocks were going to take it in the shorts, so they sold them off quick and made the most money, things of that nature. And our government never bothered to follow up, because when it led to a person, their response was, well, that person's not a terrorist, and they shut it down, basically. So nobody followed the clues on the stock market that there was insider trading going on in pretty vast amounts. In fact, there's a story that apparently there's multi-millions of dollars out there waiting to be collected, and because it came to light, no one's come forward to get it.
Well, hey, Governor, I know we have to wrap things up with you here, and it's always a great time speaking with you. Real quick, is there anything you wanted to cover that we did not ask you?
No, not too much. Just that I'd like to make an impassioned plea to people to please. You know, again, our Bill of Rights is destroyed right now. Our government doesn't care, and our judicial department, the Department of Justice, won't defend on it. They won't let it go to court. And when that happens, essentially you have no Bill of Rights. And what is our country if we don't have a Bill of Rights to protect our citizens from our government? Because our forefathers knew that governments can be hijacked. Governments can be manipulated, because why? They're made up of people, naturally. And please support, I say this, support those Wall Street protesters, whether you agree or not. It's what they stand for out there, exercising their First Amendment rights. You know, people have the right, and it shall be, and as it states, with no law to interfere with it. You know, you have the right to protest and not be thrown out because there's a local ordinance that says you can't have a tent. That overrides the First Amendment. It's ridiculous. So whether you agree or not, support the concept of what they're doing.
Governor, do you have a website, Twitter, Facebook, any of that cool social media stuff you want to get out there?
Well, if they want to hear from me, it's weaintgottimetobleed.com.
Governor, it's been a pleasure, and trust me when I say this, you have a venue to come on anytime you feel like.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and keep up the good work, because the rest of our First Amendment could be in jeopardy, too, and that's the fact of you and I being able to talk like this.
Thank you a lot, Governor Jesse Ventura.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
Wow, what an incredible interview and time that we just had with Jesse Ventura. Great to talk with him. And I tell you what, I mean, you know, I love what he says. He says, gravity's a theory. I mean, what do you say to that? Well, that is great. You know, and, you know, just always good. And that's one of the things I want to point out about the new and improved Balance / Gary Snyder Show. You know, we have the guests that you want to hear. We talk about the things that you want to hear. Yeah, some of our stuff might be, you know, oh, you're right-wing, conservative, conspiracy. No, we're just talking about what you guys are talking about. We're just giving you an opportunity to talk about it. I tell you what, great book. Go get it from Amazon. All the bookstores have it out there. Jesse Ventura's new book, What the Government Does Not Want You to Read, 66 Documents. We'll be right back.
Distributed to needy children who wouldn't have a Christmas without your generosity. Put a twinkle in the eyes of a child. Donate to the Salvation Army and Walmart's Toys for Kids campaign at the Marion Walmart.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, plus receive two extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactive with two free extras, go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-701-6178. That's 1-800-701-6178.
This is Governor Jesse Ventura, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Here on the Gary Snyder Show, just to wrap things up real quick, what a fascinating interview. Always a great interview with Jesse Ventura, huh, Tom?
Oh, it was good. And he had me there when he said, well, gravity is a theory. I love it. I mean, I do. I'm the kind of guy that just really soaks up all this conspiracy facts or fiction theory type things. And I know you got to sort through the good to get to the bad. But I tell you one thing, I really enjoy talking to him, and very, very fun. Highlight of my day.
You know, this is the second time we've had him on, and again, it's always interesting having him on, and always seems to be a listener favorite.
Oh, absolutely. We should have asked him since he opened the door there. We should have said, well, are you going to run for president? But we didn't. We'll never know.
All right, real quick, Tom, where can people find your stuff at?
Obviously, stick around here for hour number two of the Balance / Gary Snyder Show, which will rerun hour number two as heard on 1400 WBHE, www.thebalanceonline.com, and on Twitter, TBalance, and on Facebook, The Balance.
All right, thanks a lot. I want to thank all of our guests today, Lieutenant Justin Fall of the Marion Police Department, Abby Phillip, White House reporter for Politico.com, Chris DeRose, author of Founding Rivals, and, of course, Governor Ventura. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Your source for CBS News and The Osgood File is 1400 WBAT Marion.
Wow. It's always good. Remember, guys, we do this every day between 5 and 7. The first hour, we do our live simulcast with 1400 WBAT on the Gary Snyder Show. And at 6 o'clock, we rerun hour number 2, which is between 4 and 5 Eastern, is the original airtime. And I jump on about 4:30. So in about 30 minutes, you'll hear my voice again. I know that's enough reason to run away and shut your computers down, your phones. Now, here's what's great about this, guys. You might be listening to us on your computer. You might be listening to us on iPhones, on your iTunes, on your iPhone, of course, on our various different affiliates. And, you know, a lot of our program stations air our show overnight, which is great. So we're glad to be spending the night with you. And, you know, so we're on various different times. But if it's live, you know, at 6 o'clock Eastern, so if it's around that time frame, we are live right now here on the Balance Radio Network. We're going to be right back. When we get back, we're going to dive right into hour number 2 of the Gary Snyder Show, as heard on 1400 WBAT in Marion.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, G Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley, Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis. We are having some difficulties with hour number two, so stand by. We'll be right back after we clear up these technical difficulties on hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show. All right, and welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Saul Marcus. We are trying very, very desperately. You see, here's the great thing about radio is, especially when you're in different locations, and we use satellite link-ups and all that fancy stuff that we use here on radio shows, sometimes things aren't there at the pin of the button, and we're still trying to work out those difficulties. But what is going to happen here if we cannot air our number two, which I'm being told that it's here and that it's ready to go, so hopefully it will be. But if not, we will go ahead and go to, in a moment here, we'll go ahead and go to December 1st, our number two. So I do apologize. We'll be right back here on the Balance Radio Network.
When you want no-holds-barred talk, you want the Gary Snyder Show, weekdays from 3 to 6, here on WBAT Marion.
All right, this is Scott Abbott. Murder and the City. If I get murdered in the city, don't go revenging in my name. One person dead from such a plenty, no need to go get locked away. When I leave your arms, things that I think of, no need to get over alarm, I'm coming home.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. You know, I'm still just taken aback by that interview with John Roberts, author of American Desperado. My life, from mafia soldier to cocaine cowboy to secret government asset. And just amazing stuff. Now, you heard the Anytime Fitness ad. Keep in mind, four things about Anytime Fitness in Marion. Number one, Anytime Fitness Marion. They're located next to Marsh North. And memberships start at less than $1 a day. Number two, Anytime Fitness Marion. Go in, mention my name, and it doesn't even have to be in a good way. You will get 2 free months on top of your 1-year membership. Anytime Fitness Marion. Number three, Anytime Fitness Marion. You can use that membership at any Anytime Fitness across the U.S. And finally, Anytime Fitness Marion. You can work out 24/7. Work out on your schedule, not the fitness center schedule. All right, and now we're also joined kind of a different day for Tom. He took a personal day, so he is spending all 3 hours with us. Tom, say hi.
How are we doing, sir? It is good to be with you on a Thursday.
You know, and I'm sitting here over the break, and I know we want to get into the online sales tax debate a little bit. But just sitting here, what an interview. And you know, we cover a lot of politics, we cover a lot of sports, but we also cover pop culture on here. And boy, it doesn't get any, I guess it doesn't get any better, if you will, and better in quotes. I just did the air quotes. But on the pop culture side than having, you know, a mobster on the show.
You know what, and that was a fantastic interview, and again, it was just a great opportunity. It's an opportunity that we don't get every day to sit down and get the real life, behind-the-scenes look at what happened in the life of a mafioso or a wise guy. And, you know, he's just got an exciting story, and I'm excited to watch the movie, and read the book. But, you know, just preparing for this interview, just some of the things that he did in his life and, you know, the people that he rubbed shoulders with, Jimi Hendrix and John Lennon, and or all those people that he went to nightclubs with. And just to us, maybe it's a glamorous life because Hollywood has glamorized it through Scarface, you know, and Sopranos and what have you. But it's the real deal. And, you know, there is no, like he said, you know, the cancer's going to kill him anyway. But can you imagine, though, because it was several years later after the fact that he decided that he was going to go ahead and write this book and do this movie. So you know that even though he might say to us, I'm not that worried about it, you know that there was a time in his life that he absolutely was worried about it. And I just can't imagine living like that, as glamorous as it might be.
You know, and being a assassin for the Army and, you know, everything that he's done, and I ask him this question, you know, it's the cancer. Are you surprised it's the cancer that's going to get you and not a bullet?
Right. And I'm sure I'm maybe messing up his quote, but
his thing was, you know, something's going to take you out. So, you know, it. But what I was just kind of numbed by, you know, and I was in the military myself and saw combat myself, and I never got to that point where taking another human life was just a normality to me, and it didn't affect me at all. Can you imagine having that kind of mentality to take another person's life? It's just in a day's work. Doesn't bother me at all. Doesn't faze me. I can still eat and go to sleep at night.
No, and I can't. And, you know, you almost get this sympathetic, I guess, feeling for the guy, even though you probably shouldn't. But I guess the sympathy really should probably lie with his son, which, you know, by all accounts and his own admission is what basically got him out of the business.
Oh, right. And absolutely. I think what he wanted his son to realize is that it is not the life that you want to be a part of. And, you know, it would be interesting to talk to his son, to see where his son is at in his life, and just to see if he did accomplish what he wanted to accomplish with his son.
All right, Tom, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I am going to read my article. For those of you who have not read it, shame on you. But I will read parts of it, and we will discuss online sales tax in Indiana. Yay or nay, right here on the Gary Snyder Show.
The next few weeks, you'll have a big decision. Do you do your Christmas shopping locally with friends and neighbors? Or do you drive out of town and support businesses that don't put money back in our community? Hopefully, the decision will be simple. Support your local businesses this holiday season. This message was underwritten by Beacon Credit Union, the law offices of Kiley, Harker & Certain, and Southworth Ford. All local businesses in Marion thanking you for your patronage. You have me, the radio guy. You have David Pennicuff, the newspaper guy from the Chronicle Tribune. Then you have Ed Breen, the newspaper guy who has become a radio guy. Throw us all into a room at the same time with three microphones, and what do you get? Well, either this or CT Talks. Join us and call us the third Friday of each month for CT Talks on 1400 WBAT. Ed Breen, David Pennicuff, and me, Tim George. On WBAT, we keep you informed.
Network Indiana News.
This season, when you think about holiday giving, think about opening a College Choice 529 savings plan for a loved one. You'll be giving the gift of education, a gift that changes lives. Plus, when you open or contribute to a College Choice 529 plan, you may receive a 20% state income tax credit on the amount of your contribution, up to a $1,000 credit. And that is smart year-end tax planning. Find out more about the 529 College Choice savings plan and the tax credit you may receive by contributing at collegechoiceplan.com.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
Hey, this is Mark Stein. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Joke Town Town in the night, 9:30 on a Tuesday. Just to check out the late night record shop. Call it imposing, call it composing, call it insane. When I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, and a matter of fight. You can go where Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landon, tell me.
All right, we're back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Schaefer's Indiana Turf, they are the place to go for all of your snow removal needs this winter because they have the Ariens snow throw snow blowers plus Gravely Hustler and Dixie Chopper mowers, and all the winter accessories to go with those Dixie Chopper mowers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or if you like Tom and really doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands, and keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Call them now, 260-489-3391. You can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road in Fort Wayne, or always online at indianaturf.com. And as always, remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right, we're going to get into the, online sales tax debate. Are you ready, Tom?
I'm always ready for a good debate.
All right. If you go to Gary L. Snyder, you can read this. And I'm going to get off topic again. I'm sorry, Tom, but I peruse Facebook and the social media while we're talking. And, you know, I have some restaurants, and I think this is actually a local restaurant, Weaver's Main Street Grill. They have this picture of this loaded baked potato and a rack of ribs up. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, that looks good. My ADHD coming through, and it's food that sets it off.
Hey, it's getting that time of the night. I could understand about being distracted by a steak and taters.
You know, I'd almost unfollow them, but simply because they put all this great-looking food up there, and, you know, I can never make it over there to eat. But anyway, I have a new, we have an online poll up right now at GaryLSnyder.com. Do you support a new sales tax for online purchases in Indiana? Right now, most of you are saying, hell no, and by a wide margin, 2-1. Now, I wrote an article, and one thing that I am known for, if you haven't noticed already, is my biting cynicism and sarcasm. So let me read a little bit of my article that I wrote that seems to be picking up some statewide attention here. And it's titled, "Hey, Senator Luke Tinley, Show Me the Money." I recently asked former super lobbyist and convicted felon Jack Abramoff, "It has always been my contention that if you want to know why a politician is doing something, pushing a certain agenda, all you have to do is check and see where his or her money is coming from. Is that true?" Obviously, Abramoff responds, absolutely. Now, Republican Senator Luke Tinley, chairman of the powerful Senate Appropriations Committee, wants to make Hoosiers pay more in taxes. Can I say that with Republicans like him who need Democrats? Even as far as to testify in front of Congress to push for not only Hoosiers, but all Americans to pay a new sales tax on online purchases. Senator Luke Tinley suggests that the state of Indiana is losing out on $70 to $80 million a year because we don't have a sales tax in Indiana. With that logic, I guess we can say the state is losing out on millions of dollars in revenue because we don't have a 10% income tax in the state. Hell, we're losing out on billions in revenue because we don't have a 50% income, 50% income tax. See the logic? Now back to the money. Once again, it's always been my contention and backed by someone who would know. And if you want to find out more on why a politician is pushing a certain agenda, just take a look at the money. And I put a link to Senator Luke Tinley's campaign finance reforms. And once you take a look at that, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Tell me where I'm wrong, Tom.
Well, I can tell you where you're wrong a lot of ways. One, $77 million or whatever it was, as far as amount of money that we're missing for the state of Indiana. If I could give you $77 million, would you take it? Yes. If I showed you an opportunity to get $77 million to benefit your household, would you take it? Yes. $77 million is what the state of Indiana is missing by not charging online sales tax. Number two,
well, aren't we missing out on millions more because we have a 3.4% income tax instead of a 10%? If that logic applies.
Now, we could go there. Would you rather them charge an extra 7% income tax and not charge the online tax? Would you be willing to pay more income tax, or would you be willing to pay more pay an online sales tax?
I am one to say we pay enough taxes already. The state has a surplus. We don't need to pay more taxes. More taxes is not the remedy here.
If we have such a great surplus, why is it that you look at our local communities, which is, by the way, what really benefits from sales tax, by the way, your local communities right there in Marion, Indianapolis, every small county. We've had people right here on the show that we talked about the city of Muncie, that they're having to make some severe cutbacks as well, because of the fact that they don't have the money. But if there's such a surplus, why is the state not trickling this money down to the counties? If there's such a surplus, why is it not being used?
Well, maybe that question should be addressed to Mr. Kinley instead of, why do you want to raise my taxes?
Your taxes are going to get raised. That's a fact of life. You know the old saying, there's two things you've got to do in life. You've got to die and you've got to pay taxes. And that's not going to change. I mean, the thing is, you bought the product inside the state of Indiana. Granted, if you drove across Ohio to Ohio and you bought something in Ohio, no, you would not have to pay sales tax. Go to Ohio and buy it then. But if you buy something and here's the other thing. What about all the other businesses there in Marion that pay their payroll taxes, that pay all the workers' comp taxes, their mom and pop shops there in Marion? I'm sure there's a lot of small businesses that can hear this show right now that know that they're taxed to death, but yet companies like Amazon and eBay get an unfair advantage because they don't have to charge a sales tax.
How is that an unfair advantage? Because if you're going to buy something online, you're going to have to pay a shipping cost, which usually turns out to be more than the sales tax charged.
You know, I'm glad you brought that out. We got a tweet from a listener during our interview in the first part of it, and I sent that to you as well, as you could see. But he says, you know, they keep saying to make it a level playing field. I just bought my wife a new bathing suit last week. There may not have been a tax, but I paid $12.49 for shipping. That's a lot more than 7% on $49. True, had I bought the big box at a big box store, all I would have had to pay was 7%, but I didn't have to get out and drive around, park, walk around the big mall, all done in 3 minutes, so... And I guess there's more to it, but it continues. But basically, he's saying no to the online sales tax. Okay, there's an advantage to shopping online. I shop online, and believe me, I know I have to pay a sales tax.
Hey, my Christmas tree came in the mail yesterday.
What do you think that shipping charge is used for? Taxes, other costs that the company incurs. You cannot tell me it costs $12.95 to ship something to you.
So basically what you're saying is let's tax the online retailers to subsidize subsidize to the benefit of your local retailers.
Let's do one of two things. Like he said, let's make it a level playing field, and all 50 states has either a sales tax or no sales tax. Make it a federal tax, not a state tax. Okay, we could do that. Or if you buy something inside the state that has the law that says we have a state sales tax, then yes. You just because you buy something online in a state that has a sales tax, when you're going to be benefiting the state that you live in, who, by the way, doesn't have a 10% payroll tax, and you're going to be helping contribute $77 million back to the state, Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Well, because, first of all, I consider myself a conservative slash Republican slash libertarian. I have leanings always. And first of all, I do not believe that more taxes is the answer in this situation. And I can guarantee you, President Obama is setting up there at in the Oval Office wanting to raise income taxes on people, the upper 1%, from 36% to 39.5%. And you see the national uproar you get from Republicans. But when a Republican does it, now all of a sudden it's okay?
Let me ask you this. I asked you this a while ago, Gary. How much stuff do you buy online on a monthly basis in a dollar volume? You don't have to tell me how much. Just on an average, how much dollar volume do you spend a month on online purchases?
You know, I don't even know. It would vary each month. Probably more around Christmas time or birthdays, and probably less throughout the year. That's where I fall on it.
But you shop a lot online. Let me ask you this. If you didn't shop a lot online and Amazon was not one of your favorite people and Amazon wasn't taking this big stand against it, would you still be against it?
I would be against it simply because I am not for more taxes, especially on people and what most people argue is a recessionary period. More taxes is not the answer, especially when the state has a surplus. Now, granted, there are localities suffering every day. That's my guess is it's a spending problem, not a tax problem. And if you have a problem with the way the state is distributing money, including almost a $3 billion or whatever the amount is, surplus, then take it up with them and let's fix it that way, not by raising everyone's taxes.
No, you know, Gary, I totally agree with you. I'm not a fan of new taxes. I hate big government, and new taxes create big government and creates an opportunity for that. And that's what Obama strives on, and that's why Obama's going to raise your taxes. Absolutely. And talk about him taxing the people who make the money. He's got no problem going to these events hat in hand. You know, and I was just amazed at some of these political fundraising events that he's going to, especially after we listened to that interview with Jack Abramoff. And you're right. If you want to know where it's going, follow the money. You're absolutely right. But I think at some point, you got to be careful when you tread that line, because you certainly don't want to be the local media guy that says a legislator from Noblesville is corrupt just because of the fact that he supports online sales tax.
I'm not calling him corrupt. I'm saying that is the way politics works. If you want to know why he is doing this, look at his background in retail, look at where he's getting his campaign contributions from, and my guess is you'll realize why he's pushing for this online sales tax. Didn't say he was breaking the law or corrupt. That's the way most politicians work, and obviously they're going to argue, well, they're giving me money because of this. I argue it's the other way around. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? All right, quick break. When we come back, Abdul, here on the Gary Snyder Show.
It's not Christmas in Grant County until you and your family attend the annual Christmas show put on by the Marion Philharmonic. This year's show, titled An English Christmas, will be performed on Saturday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. at the Philippi Performing Arts Center on the campus of Indiana Wesleyan University. Some of the best Christmas music ever written will be part of this family-friendly performance, so bring everyone out to get ready for the holidays. To order tickets, call the Phil at 662-0012. Or go online to marionphil.org. An English Christmas, performed by the Marion Philharmonic, Saturday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. Order your tickets today.
Hello, my name is Paul Usher. I'm the President and CEO of Marion General Hospital. My wife, Marcia, and I believe that the United Way organization offer a great service to our community. They provide services to a lot of people in our community that need them so desperately, and they're so very important that we really feel it's our moral and community obligation to support. support the United Way. We would encourage everyone to support to the extent they can so we can continue these services in our community. Thank you.
1400 WBAT. Drop off stuffed animals at Ray Harris Chrysler Jeep RV, Medicap Pharmacy, via credit unions with three Marion locations and in Gas City, and New Market in South Marion and Gas City. Help a child smile this Christmas.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-917-1208 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-917-1208. That's 800-917-1208. Again, 800-917-1208. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Ms. Natalie is a very practical kindergarten teacher.
Okay, children, in front of you is a circular saw with a diamond carbide blade. Kindergartners, put on your goggles, turn on your saw.
Jimmy, saw pointed down, please.
Ms. Natalie learned that there are many jobs for electricians, plumbers, truck drivers, all kinds of tradespeople at CentralIndianaHelpWanted.com.
Katie, stop that before someone loses a limb.
We have jobs for all kinds of people. CentralIndianaHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Bringing local news to Van Buren, Matthews, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
From the WBAT newsroom, I'm Layla Price. Equipment failure caused a large power outage in Marion Wednesday afternoon. Indiana-Michigan Power Company officials say a failed transmission circuit located on Troy Avenue completely failed early Wednesday afternoon, knocking out power to about 2,600 customers making up much of the western half of Marion. Marion High School had to dismiss students early because of a lack of power. Power was restored to all customers by late afternoon. A Muncie man remains in critical condition after he was beaten and left in the snow Tuesday night after a fight with another man over a woman. Police say 27-year-old Clayton Ball was beaten severely and left for several hours in the snow until his alleged attacker came back early Wednesday morning and called for help. Ball is listed in critical condition at Methodist Hospital in Indianapolis with head and internal injuries. Police say 21-year-old Brent Gillum of Muncie has been charged in connection with the beating. He allegedly attacked Ball after they argued over a female acquaintance. Gillum left the scene but returned about 4 hours later and dragged Ball inside his apartment, then called police to say his friend had fallen. Investigators say they quickly determined that Ball had been beaten. After police questioned Gillum, they charged him with aggravated battery. He remains in the Delaware County Jail. And Delaware County officials plan to have the decades-old grandstand at the Delaware County Fairgrounds inspected. This follows the Indiana State Fair outdoor stage scaffolding collapse. The Muncie Star reports that an engineering firm's inspection found numerous instances of deterioration in the structure of the grandstand, including spots where the steel superstructure is rusted through, where steel plates intended to support the grandstand seating hover above the bases upon which they are supposed to rest, and areas where the wood and asphalt bases underneath have collapsed. From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price. The 1400 WBAT forecast for this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high around 40. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, a low of 28 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny, a high of 38. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 25. Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy, a high of 42. Sunday, rain likely with a high of 45. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
Work out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
This is Michael Reagan, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
ideas and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. I'm telling you, I've got this Weaver's Main Street Grill who has responded to some of my posts to their pictures of this awesome-looking rack of ribs and loaded baked potatoes. So every time they respond now, it pops up and I see it and want it even more. Looks pretty good, my friends over there at Weaver's Main Street Grill. You're doing the right thing on the advertising there on Facebook. Making me hungry. All right, we are joined now by Abdul, smoking a cigar, having a cocktail, living the life of Riley, my friend.
No, just living the life between meetings and hearings and playing college professor and editor and publisher at IndyPolitics.org. My friend, how are you doing?
I am doing excellent, and we're also joined by Tom Marquis here. Say hi, Tom.
How you doing, Mr. Abdul? Always good to have you on board.
Thank you. Doing fine. And by the way, this wonderful cigar and beautiful cocktail are provided by the wonderful people at Nikki Blaine's in downtown Indianapolis. Come on by on your way to the Super Bowl. We'd love to have you.
Boy, I'm telling you, you guys are killing me here. First, Nikki Blaine's, just an awesome steakhouse from what I hear. I've got these this local restaurant shoving ribs in my face online, and I can't wait to go eat when I get off the air here.
Well, I'm sure you probably have a much better appetite than Herman Cain these days.
Well, I want to get to Herman Cain, but I want to first start, obviously, over the weekend or earlier this week, some Iranian students stormed the British embassy in Tehran, and Michelle Bachmann stepping up to the plate says if she's president, she will close the American embassy in Iran.
Well, I think the Ayatollah Khomeini already took care of that for her in 1979. So Ms. Bachmann may be just a little late to the table. And see, the funny, and it's almost ironic, tragic, is when you're fighting for publicity and fighting to get attention because, you know, the Herman Cains and Mitt Romney's and Newt Gingrich's are taking up all the room, and you finally get a quote, and it's something so idiotic, it's like, okay, maybe Meghan McCain wasn't all that right when she said you're a thinking man, Sarah Palin.
Nice. Well, let's move on to Herman Cain. If this guy is looking for publicity, and you know the old saying, all publicity is good publicity, unless it involves pictures with some kind of animal. Herman Cain is definitely at the top of the page and on all the newscasts these days.
Exactly. And see, and here's the thing about Herman Cain, and part of Herman Cain's problem, and I met Mr. Cain when he was here in Indianapolis, speaking of the Columbia Club, MC the event. Oh, real nice guy, very personable. We kind of shared the same airwaves, and I did radio at WXNT, and he would fill in for Neil Boards. The problem is when the first allegation of sexual harassment came out, but Mr. Cain, instead of saying, I never met the woman, it's wrong, don't know what you're talking about, then pictures show up. He just said, no, have you ever met, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know what, to be honest with you, I have no idea. We might have met, I meet so many people, just going through my daily life, I could have met her, maybe not, I don't remember. And then he says, well, here's a picture. It's like, well, that's nice, but I take lots of pictures with lots of people, and I don't, it escapes me. And then he says, well, have you ever been accused of sexual harassment? Like, well, I was a CEO of a company. Yeah, I was accused. But we did what most CEOs do. We didn't believe it, but instead of litigate it, ask anybody who's been in business. Sometimes you settle these things just to not be bothered with the headache and hassle. Had he done that, we'd be having a whole different discussion right now. But instead, the first time he said, never been accused, never met her, then the picture shows up. Now it doesn't really matter. There's an old saying, it's not what it is, it's what it looks like. And for Herman Cain, he may not have been done sexual harassment, but it doesn't matter because person after person after person, and this shoe drops and this shoe drops and this shoe drops. Now think about, an affair for 13 years. Well, it wasn't sexual, it was financial. I guess you paid her money to leave. I don't know what that means, but, it doesn't help. And as much as I like Herman Cain personally, unless there's some major, political Hail Mary, your best bet is just to step off the presidential stage and go back on the book tour while you still got your credibility.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, Abdul, I totally 100% agree with you. And here's the thing. And as Rodigan would say, it's a campaign with half a brain. And I want to propose the same question to you that I asked Brian Howie the other day before we get cut off. One of two things really concerns me about Kane. One, he never really believed that he was ever going to be a legitimate candidate anyway, so he didn't really worry about any of the stuff that may come up because he thought that he would be out of the picture before then anyway. Number two, if he really did think that he was a candidate, and we've talked about it, you and I have talked about it as well, why not have a response? Why not have that ready?
Well, here's the thing. Haven't you guys noticed how the one person who hasn't had any major problem or extraordinary issue is Mitt Romney?
He's had very little headlines. That's true.
Right. And also, you know why? Because he's the only one out of the bunch that has actually done this before. By running in 2008, you know, they made all the mistakes, the normal mistakes that they need to make, which is why Mitt Romney always kind of comes second, because he's the person everybody is familiar with. Now, he's not the Republicans' first choice, but they've avoided what I call the amateur hour mistakes. You know, Rick Perry, Herman Cain, you know, Gingrich is, you know, gone now. He's also doing a political phoenix. But to get back to your point, Tom, about Herman Cain is, I agree with you in the sense that I don't think they thought anybody would take. They always said, you know, we're in it to win and we're contenders, but I don't think they thought they would have done as well early on as they did. Because had they thought so, they would have done what the Clinton people did, which is investigate yourself. You know, go hire some private investigators, go dig up all the dirt on yourself, have them come back in a folder, and then make sure you have a response for every allegation that could possibly come out. You know, that's what professionals do. I mean, this isn't necessarily a AAA, you know, political campaign. It's more like, you know, 1A or, you know, Pee Wee League political campaigning, because, you know, these issues should have been ready for these guys to deal with and ready to be addressed.
Well, you brought up, I guess, Newt Gingrich, which carries a lot of baggage himself, but, you know, I guess that's people have slept since then, since his baggage has come along, and he's kind of risen to be one of the front runners now, or the front runner, I guess, depending on what poll you're looking at. What do you surmise is Newt's rise and fortunes here?
Herman Cain. His rise is Herman Cain and Rick Perry's fall, John Hunt and Michelle Bachmann, because remember, she was the flavor of the month early on. You know, Ron Paul and Rick Santorum have never really gotten traction. John Huntsman, who I actually think is the most qualified and actually the best candidate out of the bunch, is too practical and reasonable for today's Republican primary voter. So, you know, and they don't want Mitt Romney, so you know, you go to Gingrich by default. But I still think at the end of the day, Mitt Romney is going to be the party's nominee because he's going to be the only one left standing when it's all said and done.
And you know, Abdul, that's kind of unfortunate because I like Newt. I really do. I think he's great for this country. I think he brings us back to real conservatism. I like that a lot about him. He has his baggage like everybody else does. I don't like Mitt a lot just because I just think that it's just going to be a situation to where he's not going to be able to beat Obama. It's all going to be about Obamacare. Oh, really? What about Romneycare? And so we can't use that. I think it's still way too early to say, hey, you know, who's going to be the last man standing? Obviously, we can rule out Cain, but you know, and possibly we can rule out Perry. But I'm not for sure to say that Bachmann is gone. I'm definitely not going to say that Newt's gone. You know, and you got to look at the last presidential election before Cain got the nomination. He certainly wasn't the front runner this time last time. So I think it's still too early. I think it's early.
Well, it's early, but it's also not early because, you know, the New Hampshire primaries are, what, February? We got, 2 months, you know, sort of left and to go. And, you know, the momentum that you build over the next 60 days will really determine, you know, where people are in New Hampshire and Iowa and South Carolina. Now, I do subscribe to the theory that there's a very good possibility that this will be a marathon, you know, not necessarily sprint, because usually Republicans like orderly primaries like to wrap things up relatively early by, like, South Carolina. This go-around, and on this note, I do agree with you, Tom, that we could definitely see a situation where we don't know, you know, who the nominee is, you know, after South Carolina, Florida, because a different person has won in a different place. So I think that is a very viable case. I do think, though, at the end of the day, the nominee will be Mitt Romney.
And you know, a prolonged primary is good for us, because that means eventually we're going to get some pretty good guests on the show.
Yeah, and also I think a prolonged primary is good for the public as well. You know, the presidency isn't just a job that you walk on and walk off. You know, you should be in it for the long haul, you know, in a grueling, you know, political campaign. So,
well, let me ask you this. We're all focused on the Republicans right now, but the Democrats still have Barack Obama over there sitting with what many people contend are going to be a $1 billion war chest. Are Republicans wrong to be writing him off right now?
Well, you never write off a sitting president, you know, because remember about this time in 1983, you know, a lot of people thought Reagan was going to be potentially a one-term president. And shortly after the Gulf War, a lot of people thought that George Herbert Walker Bush, you know, was going to sail the re-election. He had a 92% approval rating. What happens in January 93? I, Bill Clinton, do solemnly swear to uphold and defend the Constitution.
Now, Abdul, I kind of want to switch gears a little bit to the local level. And we were just talking about, our interview with Jack Abramoff, and just, you know, follow the money and that sort of thing. And I look at situations that happened here in Indianapolis where Lincoln Plowman just got 40 months in federal prison for basically that bribery and, you know, everything that's involved in being a corrupt politician. At what point do you look at a politician and you say, you know, something's not right here, or do you just suspect everybody and get 50% of them right half the time?
Well, here's the thing. The situation with Lincoln Plowman, I actually wrote about this on my political web blog, Indiana Barrister, and sort of walked through, after doing a series of interviews and talking to people with how this all went down. What I will argue was Lincoln Plowman's crime wasn't so much one of criminality as it was of one of just blatant stupidity. Because if you walk through the case, a person who introduced him to, like, you know, the developer that's supposed to build this strip club in Indianapolis was actually an informant that Plowman had used to, you know, get other folks. And so if a guy I use as a police informant comes to me one day and says, hey, Abdul, there's these people I want you to meet. They got this great deal that they want you to get on the ground floor on. You know, hi, you know, if that's not Danger Will Robinson, danger, danger, this should be the first warning sign to go off. You know, that ought to tell you, you know, sort of point number one. Number two is, as cynical as I can get about politics, I do believe that most people who run and serve are mostly good, decent, reasonable men and women who have, you know, the same human flaws as the rest of us do. However, when you run for public office, you know, we bestow on you a certain amount of public trust, and it is your job to not betray the public trust. And when you do, you know, and Link and I were friends up until a lot of this went down, you do have to suffer the consequences and take responsibility for your actions. If it means 40 months, you know, in Terre Haute next to two Illinois governors, so be it.
Tell Blago hi.
This will be George Ryan. Rob LaGoy, Blago will be there shortly.
All right, Abdul, we're going to let you get back to your cocktails and cigars, but real quick, anything that you wanted to cover we didn't ask you?
I would recommend your audience check out a story that I have up at indiepolitics.org. It's up today, and it'll be up through tomorrow. It is called, Is Illinois Loss Indiana's Gain? The Illinois General Assembly this past week, failed to pass some tax breaks that the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and Board of Trade and Sears have been asking for, because Illinois just raised their corporate taxes from like 5 to like 7, 8 6%. And so the Board of Trade and Mercantile Exchange folks have literally been talking about possibly leaving. And so we look at the possibility of those folks coming here to Indiana and bringing their jobs and wealth and productivity with them. So it's definitely a story that I recommend your audience check out at indypolitics.org.
And we'll get a link to that up on our site to it also. All right, last question for you, Abdul. Probably the most important of the evening. What are you drinking and what kind of cigar?
Just my very standard Jack and Diet, and the guys here at Nikki Blaine's got me a nice box of KO cigars, so life is good.
You having a steak with it too?
No, not yet. That won't be until later. My wife is making me my favorite, which is barbecue chicken and macaroni and cheese for dinner.
Well, you can't beat that, I guess. All right, Abdul, real quick, website, Twitter, all that good stuff.
IndyPolitics.org, IndyPolitics on Facebook, and IndyPolitics.org on Twitter. Feel free to follow us, especially as we get ready to ramp up the U.S. Senate race, the primary for governor, and all the fun stuff that's coming in 2012.
Thanks a lot, Abdul, and enjoy your evening.
Okay, thank you, my friend. You guys take care.
All right, you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
With your 1400 WBAT weather update, I'm Chris Daniels.
And Christmas gifts are encouraged and expected.
What gifts, Jason?
Christmas gifts, of course. Those cheapskates at WBAT don't pay us to do their weather. The least they can do is give us a Christmas present.
Come on, Jason. We're not exactly dealing with the three wise men here. After all, they're in radio, for heaven's sakes.
I suppose you're right, Chris. I'll just rely on Santa.
Happy holidays, everyone, from Chris Daniels and Jason Myers at Indiana's News Center.
I am so crashing their Christmas party.
The next few weeks, you'll have a big decision. Do you do your Christmas shopping locally with friends and neighbors? Or do you drive out of town and support businesses that don't put money back in our community? Hopefully, the decision will be simple. Support your local businesses this holiday season. This message was underwritten by Beacon Credit Union, the law offices of Kiley, Harker & Certain, and Southworth Ford. All local businesses in Marion thanking you for your patronage.
Danny Hope, the head football coach at Purdue, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.